Island in the Sea of Time by S.M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 1998 by S.M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S.M. Sterling and Scoville Chuchak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. March, 1998 A.D. Ian Arnstein stepped off the ferry gangway and hefted his bags. Nantucket on a foggy March evening was chilly enough to make him thankful he'd worn the heavier overcoat. Southern Californian habits could betray you here on the coast of New England. 30-odd miles off the coast. The summer houses built out over the water were still shuttered, and most of the shops were closed. Tourist season wouldn't really start until Daffodil Weekend in late April, when the population began to climb from 7,000 to 60. He was a tourist of sorts himself, even though he came here regularly. To the locals, he was still a coof, of course, or from away, to use a less old-fashioned term. Everybody whose ancestors hadn't arrived in the 17th century was a coof, to the core of old-time inhabitants, a wash-ashore, even if he'd lived here for years. This was the sort of place where they talked about going to America when they took the ferry to the mainland. He trudged past Easy Street, which wasn't, and turned onto Broad, which wasn't either, up to the whaling magnate's mansion that he stayed in every year. It had been converted to an inn back in the 1850s when the magnate's wife insisted on moving to Boston for the social life.